dude, what's up with you, man? What was you? You was thinking about when you was in the club back in the day?
Yeah, I took ecstasy before I came here.
No, that's tough.
So, and Benny don't really bop that much.
Yeah.
He was bopping. That
was, it was Bobby Ben over
Benny
there.
Benny Bop, yeah.
No, that was a top bopper right
that
there.
That was Benny Bop, dude. The Claw of Destiny. Benny Bop over here, dude.
That's the Bop of Destiny across from us.
Benny was using the skills that he learned in his pop locking class in that guy's kitchen. Yo, that's hilarious, man. But nah, Dave, people, they can see me right now and they can hear the sound of my voice. So that can only mean one thing and one thing only, that they are locked in to the Cruise Control episode 178. 158.
Jump into the future.
158. My fault, y'all. My fault. Dave, we're gonna do a speed run through the introductions. As you know, I'm your boy Chess.
He's a 69 guy.
Sit next to me, the bulk.
A cannoli.
And a llama.
And we are the Cruise Control here.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, happy holidays. This is the first time, the first episode of the new year from the Cruise Control.
Yeah, Happy New Year, y'all. 2026.
How we feeling, fellas? New Year?
First of all, I remember 1990.
The year you were born.
That was the year I went to college. But I remember those times. And to see where we are now, all my teachers told me I would never make it to 2026.
Yeah, every single one of them, from kindergarten all the way up until college professor.
All my teachers told me that I couldn't read, that I would never make it to 2026.
Every single one. Mm.
I always thought I was going to be a statistic, but yet here I am. I'm locked in to 2026.
Tough.
No joke.
Every teacher, dude, he used to go to lunch. He ain't gonna make it. Jim, he ain't gonna make it.
My lunch ladies told me I wouldn't make it.
Recess.
The token man told me I wouldn't make it.
He ain't gonna make it.
But here I am.
The boy who used to refill the vending machines at the school.
Yeah.
Told him.
Told me I wouldn't make it. Everybody was a doubter, but yet here I am.
What are you doing?
Doubting.
I'm still doubting myself. Still doubting if I'm gonna make it.
Y'all made it. How's it feel to be in 2026? Yeah, we basically in the future.
We live.
We like 3 years away from flying cars.
Little bit more, but
Elon's working on it. I promise you.
Yeah, you can't go in a flying car.
Do you think there'll be a weight limit on
gravity
cars?
This is the weight.
Gravity.
There's no way. There's a weight.
To Isaac Newton now. Devin Newton.
Me? Yeah, boy.
You don't know anything about gravity, Dev. All your teachers told you would never know gravity.
I've seen Wicked. Been defying gravity my whole life, dude. You kidding me?
That would be insane if they had a weight limit on flying cars.
Yeah, he don't know nothing about centripetal force. That boy don't know nothing.
Centripetal force?
Crazy.
Yeah.
Benny didn't even know I knew that word.
I don't think I would trust. Like, let's say they did make flying cars in 3 years.
Yeah.
I would have to see, like, at least 100 other people do it before I do it. I wouldn't allow myself to be the first.
That's fair.
I wonder what that feeling is. Like when they first made the first ever car and like sold it publicly and they were like, go ahead.
You're the first one.
It's not a horse.
What's crazy is that
it has no reins.
Cars have come so far that like you got to figure the same thing is going to happen to flying cars. Like the first one's going to be weak. And it's going to blow our minds, but it's ultimately in 100 years, that drone going to be the weakest one.
It's going to be sputtering around the sky.
People are going to die from it for sure.
That's crazy. Wow, this started grim for 2026. Very grim. Bro.
People die every day, B.
Yeah, man. They need a Claw of Destiny over here.
I guess those people's teachers told them they would never make it.
And they did. They're right.
Right out of the sky.
That'd be crazy if your teacher predicted he wasn't gonna make it and they was right. You'd be sick.
You like somebody that's gonna chalk from a flying car.
No, you know what's real crazy though? If a teacher told every kid that they ain't gonna make it, statistically they'd most likely be right.
But what's make it?
Like, successful. Like, be successful.
What's make it? Yeah, let them know.
Yeah, what does it mean to make it?
Because some people success sleep on a couch thing? And they love it. They made it. They made some it to people the couch. Get the mansion. They made it.
Some people get the mansion and still feel like it isn't enough.
Some people get the mansion just to sleep on the couch.
What are y'all talking about?
What made it?
Yeah.
What's my life made is it? Like what's a movie jacuzzi oozy.
But no, like on some real stuff though, like there's mad rappers out there whose teachers told them they wasn't gonna make it and they was right. There's mad people out there who gave
that
their
sound
teacher
like Swiss Beats.
Gave their teacher their mixtape.
Swiss Beats found a beat and made it 25 years
what
in a row.
What did he say in that interview?
Oh, the
sunset or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sun.
That's Benny's favorite quote.
Benny got that on his arm.
Yeah.
When the sun set, the sun set.
Yeah, what's up? What happened over this holiday break?
Let's go, Benny. We'll start off with Benny. Benny, what happened this holiday break? What was you up to?
Clearly, he bought a New Balance sweatsuit.
Right, clear. He got the most balance he's ever had. Benny was doing
it's the newest, most balanced.
When I walked to the studio, Benny was upside down on one finger like this.
All balanced.
Straight Benny Claude Van Damme. All New Balance. He got 17 different colors of that same sweatsuit, dude.
Yeah, that's true.
Let me tell you something, yo. I bought this sweatsuit when I was Fat Benny, all right?
Dang. It is a little big, yeah.
A little.
Hey.
It's a little big.
It's a little veiny.
Hey, you can see the veins through it. Okay. It is, you know what I'm saying?
It's a little billowy, yeah.
Yeah, it's drawn.
Unlike, you know, David's perfect fit.
This is a 1X.
Not too big, not too small.
It's a slim fit, Joe.
Just right.
It's an athletic cut.
Athletic cut. Them Jones be heavy like this. You ever got an athletic cut pants by mistake?
On purpose. Yeah. And they do be hugging. Yeah. This is not athletic cut. This is sloppy cut.
That's tough.
This Joe definitely sloppy Joe. But yeah, I went to Tennessee. Ooh. For Christmas.
Because you're the only Tennessee.
Right.
Yeah.
It's tough. Okay.
10 hours. 11-hour drive. Yeah, that joint beat my ass, bro.
Dang. Well, it's a straight driver.
Dang. Two but precision drivers.
2026, we're going to get you to fly somewhere at least once.
If I'd have had a flying car, I'd have been there in 20 minutes.
That's true.
You would have crashed, though.
Maybe.
First crash.
First crash out.
You had a good time? Did you have any whiskey?
No, I don't drink alcohol anymore. But
that was a test, and he passed.
Wow. Yeah.
Lord. The Lord was watching.
Yeah, he was.
Did you visit the Tennessee Pepsi company?
No, but I did find out there's one out there when I, you know, every time you go somewhere and you're like,
you got to link up with the crew.
You're like, yo, I might be able to live here.
Get pics with the crew in the frat. Pepsi pics.
Yeah, I went to Dollar General because they have 4 billion of them out in Tennessee.
Yeah. That's where it's located.
Yeah, that's yeah, where all
that's
the
where
Dollar
General
Generals
served.
Are.
The Dollar General served in Tennessee. That's tough. So you linked up with the Pepsi people.
Yeah, I had to, make sure my people was good out there.
Right.
I asked the boy, I was like, yo, where is this, where y'all located at? He said, well, goddamn, we are over out in Tennessee, Knoxville, Tennessee.
Yep.
So yeah.
The Pepsi is all run by horses and cowboys.
Right.
Yeah, he was delivering the Pepsi cans on the back of a horse.
It was Red Dead Redemption Pepsi style.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, the Pepsi's hog tied.
So you went to Tennessee.
Yeah.
What was the meaning of this? Why did you go out there?
So my lady got family out there. So went to go visit.
So you was visiting family.
Yeah.
Okay.
Went to go visit the fam. Mm-hmm.
Any activities, anything fun happened down there? Anything you
Yeah, I went shooting some guns out there. That was fun.
He shot his gun off.
Yeah.
Typical shot weekend for Benny.
Typical Tennessee experience.
Yeah, it was very Tennessee-esque. The gun range was outside on the side of a mountain.
Oh, you thought you was Ben Wick.
I did. I ain't going to lie.
That's basically what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
But it was cool. Doing mad tricks with the stick.
I've been doing that, yeah.
I can't lie, I feel like John Wick with his kid.
But no, it was cool, man.
So much fun. Too much arc raiders. Right. And he thought he was
I really thought I was in.
He thought he was in Esperanza.
The dork is showing. start talking about games.
Yeah, I went up topside. Anyway, I knew we was out on the side of a mountain because I had to send text messages through satellite.
Yo, the iPhone be doing that. Yeah. You ever done that, Dave? This boy, baby, he's a city slicker over here. Dude, he don't know nothing about no mama.
Listen, I've been sent satellite texts. I was the first one.
And then you crashed.
I was scared, but I did it. I was the first. And I told myself I would never be the first to do anything else ever again. Because it was so scary.
But yeah, so you went out there, shot some guns. That was your first time shooting?
Yeah, it was my first time shooting.
How you like? What's that experience? I've shot the first time shooting. It's weird, right? It's like a
awesome.
If you're from that life, if you cut from that cloth, ain't nothing weird about it.
This boy, what is he talking about?
Survival of the fittest.
Yo, let shield. Him know, man.
Survival of the fittest. You just call me meat shield.
Bullet sponge over here, dude. Everybody's favorite target.
It's a layup.
You ever go to the boardwalk and they got the paintball where you shoot the bull who's running around? It's him. Every kid.
He the whole jump.
Shop it up and up. It'd be like Captain Paintball.
That is a boardwalk song for sure.
Nah, but.
I also dealt with some. Some light. Listen, I can't be too sure.
Okay.
But. I'm almost positive this one lady was racist as fuck, bro. Mm. Yeah, she was a Tennessee native. Mm-hmm. I go up. There's a place called Food City. That's their grocery store.
Food Snickers?
City filled with food.
Wow.
Food City.
Yeah, it's the only city around.
I think we went there.
And it was full of food.
Yeah.
The whole city.
Yeah. Whole city.
The mayor's office, the police station, the fire department.
Subway, tunnels.
All food.
Yeah.
All food.
So I make my way through Food City. I mean, check out all the sites. Gather my things, and I get to the register, and some old lady, definitely from Tennessee, looks at me, and she goes, "My register is closed. You got to use the self checkout." I ain't think nothing of it. I'm like, "All right, bet."
Wish I had a gasp button.
So I go to self checkout, and when I get out of self checkout, and I go hit the Starbucks. The lady's ringing out like four or five more people, bro. Mm.
Wow.
Man.
Amazing, brother.
I was like, is this because,
Is it because you look Arab?
Yeah. Because I look Arabic in the Eagles hoodie? Is that what it is?
Yeah. Right. You was wearing this outfit?
No. Yeah, you had a big New Balance on. Big New Balance lay.
It was just an NB.
This is definitely an Egyptian barber.
The owner of a gym.
I'm closed.
Yeah, bro. So I was like, damn, that was kind of weird. And I thought that would be cool because, you know, my lady, she's from them parts.
Mm, right.
She's of the Caucasus Mountains.
Now, did she go up to go buy it or was you the first? You were the first face?
No, I was the first face. Okay. That probably didn't help. You know what I mean? Because I'm a leader. So I go first.
Because I'm the alpha male.
So
I'd like to buy this food from Food City.
Yeah. She wasn't having it, man.
So...
So the racial profiling comes that listen, lady said...
I'll say this.
We've had that happen before.
Never me.
Yes, we have to.
I don't get that.
Why not?
Because some people would say I'm white passing.
I would agree.
You?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would agree.
Like half white, half Spanish? He definitely got...
No, like all white, zero Spanish.
David?
Yeah.
People think I'm Italian.
Mm-hmm. People think I'm Arab.
I can get like that, but I don't see
it. I'm very white passing. I can switch it up.
Let me see.
I walk right up. How the heck are you? Oh, this Food City is amazing. I love it.
Cabbage smells so good. Yummy. These Brussels sprouts.
Yeah.
I made a buffalo chicken dip.
That is.
It's awesome.
You do make a good buffalo chicken dip, though.
Dev, come on, dude. Why are you saying all this personal stuff on the pod?
Secrets. My fault. All right, well, go ahead. So you could pass as white?
No, what I was going to say is that you got to trust your instincts.
Yeah.
Like you're saying, I don't know, it might have been. But if you felt the vibe, sometimes it's not about what is actually said. It's the nonverbal cues. It's just the energy.
Yeah,
it might have been the way she didn't make eye contact with you.
Yeah.
It might have been the way that she.
You need if nobody makes eye contact, then what you gonna do?
Yeah, you gotta.
Contact is the number one thing.
If she didn't make eye contact with you,
Yeah.
In Food City, then clearly she's racist.
I mean, I feel like that's, clearly, that's a leap, but
clearly. That's it. Racist. Boom.
Yeah, yeah.
Get the red stamp.
But I feel like it's
racist.
It's so easy to just assume racism, right?
Yo.
It is, and it brings up the question of, is our generation. What you laughing about?
Betty said, I don't want to know if she's racist, but I walked up, she took her lunch break. Lady can't eat.
No, that's racist.
Could have been timing, but also racism.
It could have been one of those two things.
She took her 15-minute break, that when Benny looked back over, her 15-minute break was over, and she was back letting people in her line.
Do y'all think, like, our generation, or just in this modern day, that there's too much sensitivity? Because Benny said, brought up the point of, like, you know, there's this... We can now easily point to that because more and more we have access to understanding these concepts, knowing the language, knowing the buzzwords.
Yeah.
No. Is there more of a sensitivity now than maybe in the past?
I think people like to point fingers and say that's what it is. But I feel like as much as it's a more of a sensitivity, on the other hand, it is also people pushing it forward a little bit more. I feel like there's the equal amount on each side, and that's what people aren't realizing.
Be clear on what you're saying. You're saying there's more what?
No. I'm saying that
more sensitivity.
So what I think now is that it's promoted that there's more sensitivity, right? Cancel culture, that there's mm-hmm. people out there who might say something.
That's the perception.
Right. But what people have to realize is that on the other side, it's amped up even more as well. So there,
what is the other side?
The other side of people actually being racist and actually doing things that are.
So there is more racism?
And equally more sensitivity.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean,
because people, I feel like what's happening is people are getting so upset that this is, that what they're being fed is that people are sensitive now. You can't say this, you can't say that. So then on their end, on the opposite end,
I'm going to racist even harder.
He'd be like, what? You say I can't say that? Well, here's what I'm going to say.
Yeah. I'll close all these registers.
Every register
going to buy a single shred of food.
Food City is closed for this errand.
Yo, closing the whole store because Benny wanted to buy some Cheetos is crazy.
She go to everybody light and turn it off. That's crazy. What if Benny went to every line?
Ran down the aisles. Turn all them drones off.
1 through 26 off. Turn the Food City light off in the front.
You can get your Cheetos out back. Mustafa.
Go to the food bazaar instead.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's.
Let's get on your camel and get out of here.
Benny said, I'm just trying to buy the cabbage.
There's an Aldi's 5 minutes from here.
Yeah, they kicked Benny right out of Food City. He got evicted.
Yeah, that's another thing. The part of Tennessee we was at, you had to drive like 45 minutes to an hour to get to like a Walmart.
Yeah.
Get to like a Dunkin'.
What part of Tennessee was y'all at?
We was in Newport, Tennessee.
Where was we at when we did Tennessee?
Gatlinburg.
And that's where
the hoes at.
That's where the sleepers be. That's where the sugar is. Yeah, that's where the sluts go. So we was in the mix. But yeah. We was also on the side of a mountain though too, right?
Yeah, we went to like a luxury cabin experience, you know what I'm saying? That's all we do is luxury.
You feel me?
Jet the sub.
Jet the luxury. And we went to Food City. Dave walked right up. They opened up 10 registers just for David.
Is that because
his size? Yes.
Okay.
They didn't know which register he was going to because he just took up 10.
So everybody line up.
But no, the same white lady that Benny described.
Same exact one. She worked at that Food City
10 years ago.
She grabbed my butt.
Damn, tickled said, your shit?
You, sir.
She said, you could put your loving on me, baby. Yeah, what, I can't do that, man. I've always told Roz, like, I can't live in a place where you got to drive 30 minutes to the nearest hospital or like an hour to the nearest.
See, I could deal with it.
Amenities. I can't, bro.
If it's amenities, I could deal with it. But when it comes to like
vapes,
hospitals,
you got to be 5 minutes from any vape.
I need to live right next vape. Door to a vape shop. First and foremost.
Vape.
the Vape Bazaar. Ben lives right above the Vape Bazaar store.
The Vape City is crazy.
Yo, that's hilarious.
What happened when you visited Vape City?
Yo, they behind the times back there, man.
At Vape City, it was lit.
They still got disposables.
In Tennessee?
Yeah.
Benny was sick.
I was. Yeah, I was like, yo, y'all got
Shut vape juice? Benny's the John Taffer of vapes.
You talking the bar rescue boy?
Vape rescue. This vape sucks. Smells like bong water in here. Shut it down. You're an idiot. You're an idiot.
Yeah, man, it was rough. I'm not buying a disposable, bro. You got me fucked up.
Yeah, you need the rechargeable, John. That's what you're saying.
No, you need the juice. It's about
the
juice.
You
gotta get the refillable cap.
We're not vape experts. You gotta understand.
Explain it for the layman.
What do you explain mean by that? Like, what is the disposable versus
disposable? Is like
one hit and you're done.
Essentially, okay. It's not a refillable cap. You'll never know when the coil goes bad on there, which causes a lot of trouble with breathing and stuff if you smoke in a burnt coil. And it's just, it's not a clean, like, smoke. It feels dirty. You ever smoke a burnt hookah?
Dave, you used to smoke burnt hookahs.
Yeah.
He was a hookah boy,
my first
right?
hookah was burnt.
Yeah. Smoking burnt hookah.
They used to call me Hookah Gooding Jr.
Knowing when the hookah got to get changed, it's like,
it's the equivalent of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Trash.
So you don't know when it goes bad, basically.
I mean, you'll know, but it's like, now I got to go buy a whole nother disposable, which is a completely different vape.
What an inconvenience, dude.
That's so dumb.
Yeah. In 2026, this is just unacceptable.
It is unacceptable.
I
can't allow this.
Juice me up.
Yeah.
Right.
You need the jar where you can pop the juice into the head.
Yeah. Pop it into the head. Squeeze the juice.
Yep.
You pop the juice right into the head. Yep. Blow it out. Yep. Bing, bang, boom.
Table tricks and all that.
Right.
Yeah. Blowing O's.
Benny was blowing O's and then at the shooting it through him through the
That's the name of his shop.
That the AR.
Blowing O's.
Blowing O's. So I mean, it sounds like you had a good time.
Did anything good come out of Tennessee? Did you get anything? Did you bring anything back?
Other than
racism.
Yeah.
Got packed this up.
Other than easily assumed racism, I definitely was able to like really decompress.
Dave, let me get a decompression shout out, man. Shout out to decompression.
Peter is down.
Yeah.
No,
Peter
man.
Peter was all the way down.
Decompress, he's happy now, dude.
That's how I felt. Like.
As I felt at the food bazaar.
Yeah, I was sitting out back playing that sound over and over.
But I get what you're saying. So this was a trip. You've been working hard. Mm-hmm. Your father, you know, 2025 brought a lot of happiness to Benny's life, but with that happiness also came more responsibilities and you had to step up to the plate. So it's tough.
Yeah, it was a nice little reset button.
So you hit the little reset button. You had hands there to kind of take care of the baby while you kind of were able to just breathe it out a little bit and go. Where you were staying at, was it more like mountain vibes? Was it more like city vibes?
No, it was more like mountainy, out like in the sticks.
Just you can go out and chill. Okay, chill. That's the best time to me. Yeah. The city vibes, too much noise. You know, there's a lot going on.
I've been in the city my whole life, bro.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Food city.
Yeah.
We be in the city.
I've been in food city, food bazaar.
My whole life,
bro.
Yeah. Now, that's tough.
So.
And you got tatted.
And I got tatted.
Oh, snap. Yeah, we got a
Claw of Destiny.
We got to put people on. We're gonna tag the Claw of Destiny. Maybe if Half White does a little clip for us, we can. But Benny went to Tennessee.
Nah, then they're going to see my face, bro.
Oh, that's true. We forgot about that.
Yep. Scratch it.
I don't even know what a tattoo is.
Benny got a tattoo. We're not going to show it. We're not going to say who did it.
Yeah. What's the...
But how was your holiday?
What's the first topic?
But no, I want to hear about the tat. So you got a tat?
Yeah.
And what is it?
Matching tats, right?
Yeah, well, kind of matching. It's like matching themed. It's an alligator.
Your spirit animal.
My spirit animal. It's my second animal tattoo.
Your first one was
a rhino.
A worm?
A aardvark.
Yeah, it was armadillo.
A camel.
It was actually
get on your
a
camel
llama.
And go, Mustafa.
Llama tag.
Where's the baby?
Give me the baby first.
Give me the mixed race baby.
Yo, my son will be Egyptian, cool out in Tennessee.
Yo, your son, listen, man. Getting a, I think it's now it's a cute gift. You can give him a little toy alligator.
Yo, this boy got an alligator. This boy got an alligator tat.
Yeah,
tough.
Yeah.
He's him. Benny Gator.
Yeah.
That's tough, man.
That was tough.
And now your son gets the little alligator stuffed animal. That's just the first stuffed toy that he can have.
He he's actually getting tatted next week.
But yeah, man, I mean, that sounds like you
have
a good
time. Have you got any tests this
No, this but holiday? I am going to the Philly Tattoo Convention in a couple weeks.
Oh, wow.
See if I can get myself
tatted. You going to be a featured artist?
See if I can get myself tatted. Yeah. I'm actually going to go to one of the Ink Masters.
Are you?
Maybe.
Oh, I thought you had
They're all there. Like, everybody who's been on the season of Ink Master goes to the Tattoo Convention.
Who's the best
Ink Master? Ink Master's best, top five best show of all time.
The best Ink Master boy is the boy DJ
Sausage.
DJ Sausage. Every Ink Master boy got a weird name.
Yeah.
Sausage, bacon, ham hocks. No, but the boy DJ Tambi, I think that's how you say it.
He's won, a host now. He's a judge or whatever.
He's won Ink Master 3 times.
He's tough.
He's him.
I've seen his Instagram. Yeah, his tattoos. That he be doing.
He's probably the best tattoo artist that I've ever seen. Second up is Dave, of course.
Yeah.
Gotta be.
I'm working to get that top spot though.
Yeah, he's almost. He's dressed like a.
I just gotta get my pencil up.
You dressed like an Ink Master.
But you know what's funny? I don't know if anybody listening watches Ink Master.
Yo,
there's just so many like funny observations you can make of that show. Like it's so clearly a show. First of all,
yeah.
And if you watch enough TV or movies, whatever, you start to see the formula, so you can like predict.
Uh-huh.
And Ink Master is no different. Yet I watch it like I'm a slave to it.
I think.
But to your point, it's like once they get a lay, they basically keep that same lay. It's just a slightly different. Like there will be a boy like this, and every episode he got a different beanie, a different hoodie, a different overcoat.
Yeah.
Different jeans, but it's the same thing.
Yeah, it's the same layout.
Yeah.
We need to.
That's funny. Yeah.
They need to do one episode of Ink Master where everybody come dressed like this. All the contestants and the judges, everybody come dressed like this.
But there's one more thing. You all have to dress like Dave.
Dressing like Dave. Yo, Ink Master is so tough. I love that show so much. I ain't gonna hold you. Ink Master and Bar Rescue are my
versatility is so important when it comes to tattooing.
Yo, Benny, you've seen Ink Master before, right?
Yeah.
They be explaining the dumbest shit.
This week we'll be testing creativity. Creativity's needed in any art.
You forgot the part where they show the reactions to creativity. Everybody just
oh yeah. That's, I specialize in this.
I specialize in creativity. This week you'll be using color. I've never seen color before. I'm blind.
And there's always the one boy is like, yo, I only do black and gray. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I only do black
and
gray.
I've never done color. I don't know what I'm gonna do, but I'm gonna have to pull it out.
Yeah. And it's always the one that makes me laugh the most is where they throw in the curveball that you got a tattoo on a certain body part. People be sick
because
they hit them with the easiest jaw. This week you're doing roses. They be like, oh, roses are easy on the webbles. Like, what? Every one of the contestants wants a webble tattoo. Boys just, and they show them tattoo and the boy just be here. Like this.
Yo, having a
you got a tattoo
challenge.
A donut on the butthole. I specialize in this.
Back home?
I specialize in butthole tattoos. I'm known for my butthole tattoos.
It show back you home, I'm known for my butthole.
It show you their Instagram. It be mad butthole tattoos on their Instagram. That John be having me cracking.
It is the best show, yo.
And then the thing is right, like, the another good part of the show that I don't think people realize is once you cut down the fat of the show, you really at the end when it's like the top five, top four, these boys is fire. So the judges be having to pick shit out of a hat just to be nitpicky on. And I'll be like, it's a tough ass tattoo. Like, what you mean? Like, the judges be so mad. Like, you see that third line? You got to go home for that. I'm like, he drew the Picasso. He drew the Mona Lisa.
On somebody's back. On your
ribs. And, like, they don't stick to the whatever they say the challenge was or whatever. Like, They just abandon that when it comes time to make the decision because they just got to pick.
What looks good, right?
Yeah, I really feel like they be knowing who they want to pick. But it's so, like the
certain people be standing out though too. Like
yeah. Oh my gosh, it's such a funny show. Like there's so many cyclical things that just happen every season. And I hope people listening, if you've never watched Ink Master, please do. It's on Paramount.
Yeah.
So if you have like Paramount Plus, you can stream it. And there's like 15, 16 seasons.
Yeah.
Of Ink Master.
Yeah.
Oh my God, what a great show, dude. This is my specialty. I specialize in butthole tattoos. Hilarious.
I love Ink Master so much.
Cracking up at that. Yeah. I feel like there's even more common things that,
there's totally more. There's your typical like eccentric bull. There's always a bull every season. He come in with like either mad piercings or mad tattoos on his face. And he's just hit like he's just that boy.
He got one of those plates on his lip.
They keep him around for 6 to 7 episodes just because it's him. Like he's just some eccentric boy that like to fight or argue. There's something about one contestant every season. They're like a backstabber or something. Like, and they just come in. Like this season, there's a boy on there who's like just mad. Like he's like, "Mama, I made it!" And he dressed in like a devil hoodie the first episode, and they're like, "Yeah, we just gonna let you go through." He drew the first episode. They had him draw on a whiteboard. Boy drew like a flower on just a regular rose. He had this whole scheme to it, like this deal with the racism and the Tulsa riots. Like, and it was like, bro, it's a flower. If you're gonna have this crazy story for it, give me more than a flower. And they was like, you on to the next round.
Like, oh my God,
how'd you make it?
It's now. Here's one of my favorite things.
What?
When they get so in the show. Everybody does a tattoo. They have a weekly challenge that they do, and they're trying to see how diverse they are with their skill set. So every week they vote for top tattoo or tattoos, and then they always have like a bottom three. Mm-hmm. Whenever somebody get voted to the bottom three, that what they say before they go into the judging room. I'm just gonna fight. I just gotta take out my gloves and fight.
Nothing.
What are you fighting? You already did the tat. There's nothing you can fight.
They all say, go down there and fight. That's all you can do, bro. It's not like they go out
there. I just got to play the game. What game? The game is tattooing.
They be silent the whole judgment, John. They be like,
they just be getting treated.
No
this
fight.
This tattoo is beat. Your face
mom,
is beat.
Your mom weak. You never going to make it.
Your mom weak.
It'd be Dave Teacher and the John.
You're a disposable vape to me.
Shut they light off. You can't come here.
They be like,
zero fight.
I would like to stay. I got two kids at home. They missed me real bad. I left them for a long time. Then they came back. I just fought, bro. I fought, and now I'm going to fight harder than ever.
Next week, they come back in the bottom three again.
Next week, you all better watch out. Watch your backs. What am I watching my back for? You doing a tattoo. Is the tattoo going to sock me?
The John. No, the funniest, though, is be the Johns that be like, I got somebody at home to live for and like fight for. And then they just send them home.
On that same week, right?
You always know when they're going to send somebody home because they give you the saddest story that week.
Right.
The saddest story always goes home in Ink Master. That's one thing that I've noticed. It'd be the John that'd be like, I got two kids at home. Mm-hmm. You know, one of them, they need special needs. They need help. That my husband just left me. I don't got nothing going for me right now. I'm tattooing out the back of a shoebox. All right, you got to go back to the shoebox. Show me your tattoos, weak. We asked for a dragon. Do a New Balance hoodie. You got to get out of here. I love Ink Master so much, man.
I'm trying to be a canvas on that, John. A human canvas. Why are you laughing? I would really love to be a human canvas.
What week? You going on butthole week? What week would they go on, Benny? They'd be like, we usually give you a human canvas. Now we're going to give you a human world. You have all this tattoo fest.
He's going to be on one of the joints where six people got a tat at once.
All the judges.
This week you're going to do a 72-hour tattoo.
72-hour tattoos.
I specialize in this. All I've had is fat people. Fat tats.
They call me fat tat at home. Oh, yo, how you specialize in fat people? Fat tat. That's crazy. But the only reason I wouldn't want to be a canvas is because they be like, you gotta abide by the rules of the whatever the week is. If the week is hourglass, you gotta get an hourglass somewhere on you.
And you want to go like later in the show. The timing got to be there.
Yeah, because later in the show, it's when it's open. And they can just, so then usually the artist is like, all right, what you want?
Or they're just good.
They're good. That's what
I would want to, yeah. I wouldn't want to go in like week one.
You want to go when it's like top four, top three.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I wonder if you have a choice.
I know that's true.
I'm going to look it up.
I think I looked that up before. I think you just put your name in there.
In a hat.
Yeah, and they're like, all right, you're going to go this week.
You also have to live locally to the show because it's filmed in Canada. I've looked this up.
It's filmed in Canada?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow, this blew my mind. I thought it was in New York or something. I
thought it was in Philly.
I thought it was in Kensington, yeah?
Rep your state. Rep your state. I'm from Ontario, Canada. That's why this season they got like four Canadians on that, John. Dang, that is true.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna look it up and sign up. Ink Master Human Canvas.
Let's bowl over here, man.
Human Canvas application. All right, I'm back. I just had to pull up the link, save it.
I would love to see David on next two seasons.
Dude, I'm gonna be the most difficult Human Canvas ever.
Yeah. I don't know if this guy's white or Spanish.
This isn't gonna work for me. I'll leave right now. I want an alligator. I can't give it to you. I gave my only alligator to Benny. I don't have any more alligators in me. Hey. I don't specialize in this.
Yeah, that'd be the worst too when the canvas is like, I do not want this tattoo to be anywhere else but this one spot.
Dude.
But like, I really gotta convince them.
I'd be mad, honestly, because why would you sign up for a show? It reminds me of like if you go to like a comedy club. You know you're going to a comedy club to laugh and to like have a good time.
And you'd be all mad.
You'd be all heckling or something, or be all mad. Why go to a tattoo show where you know they're fighting for $100,000 or whatever, and it's going to make their career, and you try to ruin that, John.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
So what kind of tattoo do you want? I don't want one. I thought this was a basketball show. I'm trying to play ball. Is there a court here?
We're like, sir, it's Dragon Week. I specialize in dragons. And then they got to tattoo themselves.
Right. Tattoo your own butthole is crazy. On Butthole Week.
Oh, Butthole Week is crazy. Nah, shout out to Ink Master, man. But like I said, between that and Bar Rescue, my two favorite shows. Mm. I've been watching a lot of that to start off the new year.
I'm almost done Stranger Things.
Oh, I can't ruin it for you, but it's good. I like the ending. A lot of people don't.
I'm at the finale. Yeah, Danny, you're not a Stranger Things person, right?
No, that shit weak.
We talked about that, what, an episode or two ago?
Two episodes ago, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I love Stranger Things.
It lost its luster.
Nah, it was good.
Yeah, this season's been solid. I have to agree with Dev.
It's lusterless.
It's just because, well, I'm going to ruin it for you if I say anything. So I'll let you watch it and then we'll come back to it.
You ruiner.
I've also never seen it outside of season one, so.
Yeah, season one was okay. Season two, three, and four, I think.
It makes sense.
Season four, I think, was the best season.
It makes sense why. Because in season one, they all wore New Balance sweatsuits. Once they ditched that, Betty was out.
Yeah, I had to hang it up.
Yeah. They had a Demi dog and a New Balance sweatsuit.
It was no longer relatable.
Yeah, Benny's watching bizarre things.
Egyptian things.
Watching Arabian Nights.
But no, yeah, like I said, it's been I think this new year, what I'm most excited for, you know, every new year you start off with, you know, it's a new music. Like last year we were blessed with, mm-hmm. and I'm, y'all, we were blessed with GNX ending off. I had to finish my sentence, but
this is what you specialize in.
But
Kendrick,
GNX was in December, and then we started the new
Pipe Goblin.
We started the new year off with, you know, TV off, and then he did it in the Super Bowl, whatever, squabble up and stuff like that. But this year, David, we have another artist who's been on hiatus for I think about 10 years. Mm-hmm. And that's none other than Bruno Mars dropped his first track. His album's coming out called The Romantic. It's coming out in February. But he dropped his first single from that album. And we're going to play it here on the Cruise Control. Have you heard it already?
Yeah, I have listened to it. Benny, you?
No.
So this is new for Benny. This song is called...
It's that all new Bruno Mars.
It's that all new Bruno Mars. I do want to hear your first reactions to it, though, Benny, because David knows with my...
DJ Clue. Illuminati. Was.
So this
Turn
song,
it up.
This song is called "I Just Might."
I just might be on Ink Master.
Just might application time. You gonna go to Canada and get like a hotel room for?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah,
I would 100% do this.
That's tough.
So I'm gonna sign up.
That's tough. All right, Bruno Mars, The Romantic. I just might.
It would break my heart, break my heart, break my heart if I find out you can't move. You better show me now, show me now, show me now.
Just you two in the line.
Cause when I take it to the floor, ooh, you gotta get down. You know what to do.
So far,
huh?
Thoughts?
The only thing I think of is when Toy Story. Hey, Buzz. This is
crazy Zootopia 2 music, bro.
This is the Toy Story 6 at the end. All the toys are in new houses, and it's a montage of the new kids playing with all the toys, and they're all smiling and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I just might look at my babe, but I like this, John. And that's the crazy thing. Is like it could be a Zootopia Toy Story, John, and I like it. We only gave it a minute though, so we can't like
a minute is plenty.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I want to hear what Benny thinks. I've listened to it. I got a little bit of an opinion, but
just my baby.
I like it,
but Benny, Bizarre Benny, go first.
Yo, this is 100%. A Target exclusive.
All right, speak about it. The Target people make money.
Yo, this is a ad where they promoting something sales week at Target, and there's white people jumping in and out of the screens in slow motion, and there's just Bruno in the background doodling.
I like this song.
That's a Food City commercial.
100%.
I like this song.
Nah, it's not that I dislike it. It's just
somebody made this comment, and Bruno Mars actually responded to it, and it's been going all over social media. Let me see if I can pull it up. But the context of the context, I'll let you do your thing. But the context of it was, the guy was like, I don't understand. It was on Twitter. He was like, this boy has been making the same song for the past 10 years and y'all eating it up. And then Bruno says something about like you ain't shit, or like your mom been making the same noises for the past 10 years or something like that. I responded to him. So that seemed to have gotten under his skin. Because, you know, mad people going to comment on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram about your songs. But Bruno decided to respond to that one part. I'm going to see if I can find it real quick.
So here's my take while you look that up. I'm a fan of Bruno Mars. I'll start with that.
Yeah.
Mess with his music. I personally feel like I've gotten so used to every new project that he comes out with, I'm expecting him to do a totally different sound.
Yeah.
A totally different aesthetic. So because this is the first time where I feel like I've heard this from him, I felt immediately underwhelmed.
That's fair.
So to your point, like, I'm not going to sit here and say it's a bad song. Sonically, it's fine.
Yeah.
But it doesn't do anything for me. Like, it didn't, if you got the meter drawn on the radio, the needle didn't move at all.
Yeah.
It was just like, okay, Bruno Mars is still alive.
0 to 10. I agree. 0 to 10, where's your meter at? Your meter scale right now. Where's your meter at?
It just didn't move.
Is that a 0 still?
It's like when you start the car and it's just kind of sitting there at the 2 and it's just like waiting for you to hit gas.
So a 2.
It's just like.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm right there with you.
I'm sort of like at an 8 right now, fellas. I don't know. I think y'all being a little too.
An 8?
All right, I found out, I pulled up the Twitter. So Bruno Mars released this song. This dude responded and he said he's been releasing the same song for the past 10 years. And then Bruno Mars responded and said, and you ain't never been shit in your life. He was sick with the ball.
That's the perfect response. Because Bruno Mars is an amazing artist. And this doesn't take anything away from him. It's just a middle of the pack release.
Didn't he do a song called Skate?
Yeah.
This sounds exactly like Skate. Let me see if I can play it real quick.
Yo, go ahead.
And actually, this is better.
This is way better.
Immediately. It is better. But this is from my Silk Sonic song.
Yeah. And it's apocalypse.
Basically the same vibe. It sits in the same lane, same pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And Skate is, I just think, is a better, it's a better design song. But this, it's that same kind of rhythm, cadence. It fills that same voice. So it's like, we've heard this from you. And again, I'm just going back to my original point. I'm so used to Bruno Mars doing something. Either he's taken another like style and aesthetic and mm-hmm. he's applying it to his own songs and music that he's written, which I think is cool. Some people hate on it. Nah. Like they think it's him biting. Because like when he did Unorthodox Jukebox or whatever, he was like, you know, doing songs from a certain era or whatever. Then he did 24 Karat Magic and it was like songs from a certain era.
Yeah.
And he does a lot of aesthetic stuff. Like he did the whole In Living Color thing with Finesse and, you know, he's got the chains and the this. And then Silk Sonic was clearly like from the, you know, Motown 60s, 70s kind of easygoing thing. He does this, for lack of a better phrase, co-opting of different styles.
Mm.
And some people think that's style biting. But I just think he takes something that he loves and is invested in it. But he applies his music writing, his singing ability. Mm-hmm. He's mad talented. He's got a good group with him. The quality is always there. So I don't hate on that. But I'm just like, what's the next thing? And people, when he put out the album art, people were like, oh, he's got like the mustache with like the bandana. They thought maybe he was going to do like a more like a rock type thing or like a, I heard somebody on another podcast say it was like a Jimi Hendrix. Like maybe he was going to do that kind of vibe.
He still could.
But that don't sound like that.
He always puts one of these songs on it.
That's a straight Food City song.
But he always puts one of... He always puts one of these songs on his album, which I'm not mad at it because I would have been more mad if, all right, you've been listening to Bruno Mars. Like you said, this is Skate. This is 24 Karat type of John. Two totally different albums. This is like the jukebox. I forget the name of the song, but this is a song that you usually hear on it. But you know that the other songs on that album are going to be just as tough because Skate was a great song from that album. But the dude also had like the John Fly on there, the John 777. He had great songs on that album that he's done. Skate was just the one that popped off a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Smoking Out the Window was also on that album. That's two totally different sounding songs.
No, yeah, but.
So that's what I'm saying. Like,
he did this sound. So I'm saying this and Skate sound almost exactly alike. And I'm saying I just wanted something different.
I'm fine with it because if this song would have been weak, if it would have been the same song, same sounding song, and but it just would have been a weaker version of it, then I would have been like, we might be in trouble. Because this is his normal song that is like poppy and for the radio that he usually puts on his albums, but it don't sound as good as the other ones. Now we're in a bad place because then that might mean that the rest of the album might sound bad. But this is a good song. You're just mad that it sounds the same. What I'm saying is that he's never steered away from that in his career. He's always had a poppy song. And I'm not saying it's the same song. It just, it's pop. It's like a certain aspect. You, like you said, Target commercials. And I'm fine with that.
One thing I'm going to start being more mindful of is, it's so funny that we're even talking about this because I was thinking about this in the past like week or two. Is like, I want to trust my first instinct. Because another thing that has happened, and y'all know exactly what I'm talking about when I say this, they play a song so much that you just start to like adopt it. And it's like, why do I like this song? Or why do I feel like this song is acceptable in my ears right now? Mm-hmm. And it's because it gets so much placement and play in different playlists and on the radio. And like Benny said, if it's in a commercial or something, or it's the start of a SportsCenter episode, and you're like, why do... Uh-huh. Right? That's just like it happens all too often. And so now I want to start trusting my first instinct. And I know I've been wrong on songs. Like I've heard them first and I'm like, I don't know. And then as I give it 3, 4, 5 listens, I'm like, oh, I actually really like this song. That's happened to me too. Mm-hmm. But I think way more often I hear a song and I'm like, I don't really like this. And I know I truly don't like it. And yet yeah. I just somehow accept it. Case in point, I'm gonna give you a perfect example.
Okay.
The John Luther with Kendrick and SZA. That song is weak.
Okay.
And it's like top charts.
It blows up. Yeah, it blew up last
billion, zillion streams, whatever. Yeah. It might have been the biggest song of the year.
I think it was, yeah.
And that song is weak.
I'm not the biggest fan of that song either.
I hate when Kendrick and SZA get together and start singing to each other. He sings in that one tone. It's so weak. Because they got like several songs like that together.
Yeah.
Where Kendrick starts singing to her and it's like, did Michael tell you you could sing too, just like he told Kanye? And then her with her stupid singing.
She could sing though. Stop.
No.
Stop. Stop. You fat hater. She could sing. You biggest canvas on tattoo show. Stop. She could
sing. The biggest
sing.
Hater.
She could sing.
No.
SZA could sing.
It's weak. It's just
stop,
weak.
Stop.
That song is weak and I'll stand by that.
You hating.
But they play it everywhere.
I'm not the biggest
when
fan
it comes on the radio, I'll be like, oh, that's Kendrick and the John. And it's got a little Luther reference, so you're like, okay, the Luther sample, whatever. But I really don't like this song.
I'm not the biggest fan of the song. SZA can sing. You got to stop hating.
I got an old school one. Return of the Mac. That dang bull cracked
bad.
Open the loudest Pepsi ever, dude. You got the superpower Pepsi lids. You can't get this on the street, dude.
That's crazy. He got telekinetic Pepsi powers because his hands was in his pockets. The joint just opened for him.
New Balance. We got next.
Yeah, that's Benny Shohei over there. That's Benny Ohtani, dude.
I just glanced at the right and it opened.
That's Beckna.
My bad. I didn't mean to cut you off with that.
Go ahead, Dave.
Return of the Mac, I hate. That's another song I hate. Yeah. But they play it so much.
Return of the Mac.
One second.
I like that song.
And I come and don't you know. You lied to me.
Those are the exact words, too. Yeah. That's why you hate it, because those words are crazy.
And you tattoo your butthole.
And one second.
No, that's a banger.
See? That song is weak to me. Because the boy voice is weak.
I like the song, but it is played out. And I get you. But those are songs, again, if I'm at an event, right, that's a song that I could just sit there and it could play, and I'll be fine with it. I'm not mad at it at the point of where I got to,
I mean, who gets, like, mad at a song, though?
There's certain songs at...
Like, who gets, like, genuinely. Visually, genuinely angry?
Oh, no, but you might be like...
start punching a DJ.
You might tell your friend, but that's why you get that mad. You could be mad.
You like, said mad. I'm just like,
yeah, but what's
who would get mad? Any song I could sit and let it play, I just will be like, I'm not going to get up and bop to it. But when you said mad, it just made me think like,
yeah, that's, I don't know why your mind went
who
there.
Who put this damn song on?
You just start kicking the DJ.
Turn to the Mac. You throw your glass at the DJ. Change that shit. No, what I mean is like you sitting with your people and the mm-hmm. like, man, they playing this shit, dude. Like, whatever. That's what I mean. Like, you'll make a comment about it. I could sit there and I could be at a bar or a party and they could play Return of the Mac or Luther and I'll be chilling with it, just drinking, whatever. I might not like them like that, but I can still listen to it. There are certain songs out there that is like, I'll make a comment to whoever I'm with, like, this song is ass. Like, this is ruining the vibe of this whole.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I've definitely done that.
There's one song that won't ruin a vibe, though. And it just came out. I got to play it for you guys before we end the show. Mm-hmm. This is a song called Bazooka by Miami XO. And I just want you guys to
I don't even know who this is. I hate Dev. It's 2026 and he's still doing this to us, Benny.
Put the volume up, Dave.
Yeah. This John better be.
New Year, same bowl.
Just worth listen, my ears.
Just Dev. Listen to the lyrics.
What is it, Miami XO?
Just listen to the lyrics. That's all I got to ask.
This week we're testing patience.
Rest in peace, my granny. She got hit by a bazooka. Kaboom. Kablow. Kaboom. Rest in peace, my granny. She got hit by a bazooka. Yeah, I think about it every time I hit the hookah. Kaboom. Kablow. Kaboom. I was in my room trying to teach my little sister. Then I heard a boom and it sounded like a missile. Who that is? What that was? That granny, oh she done. What the fuck they finna with? They finna with a fucking bazooka, little bitch. Every time I close my eyes, I'm drawing plays about that blitz. Every time I close my eyes, I'm thinking about how they did you quit. Granny, I'm sorry, but I'ma have to go ahead and forgive him and forget. I don't know what you want me to do. You gon' slide, you gon' lose your
cool. Alright, there you go.
Homicide when I think about you. If you was I, nigga, what would you do? Rest in peace, my granny, she got hit by a bazooka. Yeah, I think about it every time I hit the hookah.
Tough.
Kaboom.
Was I right or was I right? Come on now. They play bazooka at the club?
No, I'm turning so, it up. I'm shooting an RPG.
I said I'm going to have to forgive and forget.
I'm
because if they
on.
Shot her with a bazooka, what do you think they're going to do to you?
He said he was in his room trying to teach his little sister. Then he heard a noise that sounded like a missile. What that is, who that was, oh, his granny. Yeah, she done.
And that's that new Bruno Mars from the Romantic.
I'm playing
that's
that
the new sound
Bruno
I was thinking
track.
About. Yeah,
y'all playing bazooka before Bruno Mars?
For sure.
Y'all disrespectful.
Not even
man.
A question, bro.
Y'all disrespectful, man. Don't play Bruno Mars like that.
See, if that was a Bruno track, I would have been like, oh, this is different.
Yeah.
Bruno's jumping into this genre now.
The bazooka genre.
Bazooka genre.
Kabloom. Kabah.
2026 starting off with a bang.
Literally. What's up though, Dave? What we got next?
I want to ask y'all before we dip out. You know, we've set some goals here on the pod.
Mm-hmm.
We've been trying to do our best, and I think we've done a lot of good things. We're in the midst of this, and we got to do a check-in soon with the people. You know where we are with our health and wealth. You know our weight loss challenge.
Mm.
Where our money banks are. How much we got invested in the stock market. We got to give some updates on that. But we know we trying to shine. We trying to lift and elevate. But for 2026, I wanted to ask y'all, do y'all have any goals set? Are y'all resolution people? Because I know I'm not. Have you historically ever done New Year's resolutions?
I've tried.
They don't work?
Never been successful with them.
Yeah. I've
your resolution bowl?
Not a resolution bowl, but I've done it a year mm-hmm. of doing something.
Did you find success with it?
I did, but then it also at the end of the year, I was like, this is not who I am. So it made me mad because I had to like do something that I wouldn't normally do. You know what I mean?
So you punched the DJ?
Yeah. I pulled it out bazooka and killed somebody's grandma. He killed resolutions.
You hit him with a kablow.
Yeah, for me, resolutions are something that has never worked.
Yeah.
And I started something 3 years ago. I actually wanted to tell y'all this and ask y'all, you know, if you have something that you can think of. But a couple years ago, really when Sophia was born, I told myself, resolutions never work for me, but I want to have a purpose going into like a new cycle, a new year. And so I started implementing this thing that I call like
he a fraud. See, he was coming in with a topic that he was about to lie about.
It's this idea that like you set a word of intention for the year. So it's less about a resolution where you set like a specific goal and you name it.
Yeah.
It's about just having one word that describes your intent and your action for the year. How it's going to inform the way that you think, the way that you move, the way that you operate.
Mm.
Right. I was just blanking on the word. It's an anchor word. So this is a word that's meant to anchor you for the coming year.
That was Benny. He didn't show you his other arm, but he got a tattoo of an anchor on the other one.
Right. Dropped the anchor on the left arm.
She's anchor.
My granny got hit with an anchor.
A blink.
Oh, she did. I'm gonna have to forgive and forget. Okay, so
but let's. I can start because I know mine. I thought about it, but I would like to know if y'all could think of one word that is going to set your intention and purpose and the way that you move, think, operate for the year.
Mm.
The reason I like it before I share mine is that it's a lot easier to remember and commit to because it's something that you don't have to like, you know, people talk about SMART goals and how you want them to be tangible and, you know, achievable and all those different things, be timely. But this is not what that's all about. This is really about, I want this to inform everything I do. And then you're going to see, for me, it has manifested and I see it, how it showed up in all different aspects of my life. Example, the first year I started with this anchor word concept, my word was like just health, the word health. And what that meant for me at the time was I really want to start paying more attention to my health. So that meant listening to my body more. It meant figuring out what it means to eat well. It meant thinking about my relationship with like the doctor, right? And committing more to getting checked and being seen and keeping up on my health statistics or whatever. By the end of that year, that was where I really started to drop a lot of the weight because I was thinking more about my diet and what I was putting into my body. That was the year that I cut out cigars and alcohol and all that. Then the next year it was wellness. And what wellness meant for me was investing in myself.
Mm.
And so that year, just by having an anchor word of wellness, right? I was on this path of losing weight. I hadn't lost all the weight that I'm losing and still want to lose, but I was on that path. And then the wellness thing was like, okay, now that I've focused on health and just like being more aware of my health, now I want to do wellness. And wellness is about how do I invest in myself? So then I started doing things like therapy, doing things like going to get massages and get my body treated more. Mm-hmm. Wellness was about putting more time aside for things that matter, like family things and all that, instead of being so task oriented or job oriented.
Okay.
It ended up really manifesting because it was easy for me to remember, like, this is a year of wellness. So I'm going to pour into things that I feel like truly serve my wellness. So my word for this year, 2026, is discipline. And the reason I chose discipline is because for me, I really want to be disciplined in my mind and the way that I think about things. I want to be disciplined with money. Like I've been thinking a lot about my finances and setting myself up for success and my family up. I want to be disciplined with like gym and like really building the habit, make it non-negotiable. And I think that goes back to being disciplined with my time. Mm-hmm. I want to be disciplined with the way that I slot work into my life. And there might be more ways. Like, I think that's the cool thing about an anchor word too, is you'll see it show up in other areas that you maybe weren't even anticipating.
I like that. Yeah.
At the beginning of the year. So my word is discipline.
I like that.
Can y'all think of anybody else want to take a crack at maybe a word that might set your intention for the year?
Def.
And everybody listening, I want y'all
to do the same thing.
To do that. I think it's a great way to approach. setting yourself up?
Mine's I got one, and it's like I try to do like a quick story with it too. But mine's is Pepsi. Second. No, my word for the year, and I'll explain it. But it's all capital letters, mm-hmm. and my word for the year is HIM. My word for the year is him. Mm. Now, the story that comes along with this word is that last month, I was having this conversation with David, and I told myself that I was going to tell you about this on the show to let you know how much it kind of resonated with me and stood out with me, and how much I think, you know, right conversation at the right time, you kind of need that to kind of set you in gear. Mm-hmm. But at the time, I'm talking to somebody, and the person sort of let it known that she was still dating, that, you know, yeah, she's talking to me, and she's let it, like, we're going out on dates and doing things, but she wanted it to be known that she was on dating apps and still, like, if she goes out with her friends, if she might meet, you know what I mean? Like, being honest with me that she was still very much single, even though she understood that we were talking and getting to know each other. So it was around the holidays, and I was kind of beat up about it. And, you know, I think David saw that and kind of visualized it. So we had a conversation in the kitchen, and I'm giving the cliff notes to what you told me, but what your words that stood out to me was, like, no matter what happens, whether she and her and I decide to become a couple, whether or not she picks somebody else, whether or not I decide to come with somebody else, whether or not nothing happens and nothing comes about this and we're just single, I am him. And it resonated with me so much because I feel like for myself, the word him means more like self-love and self-awareness.
Right.
Sort of like, no matter what happens in this life, who comes in it, who comes out of it, who's got your back, who doesn't, who's with you, you're going to be okay. And I think I needed to hear that at the time because I was so wrapped up in, like, man, I haven't dated in so long. I finally found a person that I get along with and we connect on levels. And it's like, there's a possibility that all this can go to waste. But no, not really, because at the end of the day, I'm going to be cool. I know where my career's headed. I know where my life is. I know I'm a good dude. I know my family's great. I know I got the support system around me. I know I'm him. And I need to start acting like that. And I need to start moving like that. Whether it's with relationships, whether it's with friends, whether it's with my health or with these, when I'm getting into nursing school soon, no matter what it is, like, I got to move like that. And I have to stop doubting myself and realize that I'm good.
Right.
And I needed to hear that at the time because literally it happened like the week before New Year's. And it was something that I literally haven't stopped thinking about. And it's something that anytime so far this year, I've come into a like a mental thing where I'm like, man, it kind of bugs me, or I'm him. And I got to realize that I'm gonna be good no matter what happens in this world. Who comes in, who comes out, I'm going to be okay. So this year, I want to focus on self-love. I want to focus on realizing that I'm going to be good, that I've worked hard to put myself in a good position, that anybody who comes into my life is going to know that and see that and immediately gravitate towards it instead of running away from it or trying to look for it somewhere else. So this whole year, my swag is up. I'm good. I'm good from here on out. Mm. I'm that boy. And if y'all want to be a part of it, y'all can. If not, it's y'all loss.
Hey, John.
So that's a great word.
That's a great word. So my anchor word for the year is him.
Timothy Jones.
And
I can see how that can show up in a lot of different parts of life.
And it's all capital letters too. Let's not forget it.
Mm.
All caps.
Exclamation point at the end.
No cap. All caps.
All caps, no cap, all caps.
Benny, anchor word. Anchor me down.
All right, so my anchor word is Pepsi. Second.
all three of us.
Weirdly enough, that's my anchor word, too.
Who the thunk?
Shout out to our sponsor,
Bazookas.
No, but I think my anchor word is going to be fortitude this year.
I wish I had a sounder of the can opening.
You're going to have to cut that. because
fortitude.
That's a top shelf word.
I need to hear you why. Chose.
Yeah, because I don't know. I feel like 2025 for me was a year that not only did I not expect, but I'm probably the most grateful for. I've gained an abundance of love, finance, and like just perspective, right? So now going through all those changes in my life and taking the time to really understand that I'm in an upward stride and I have to lead my son into a world that is going to be good for him, I need to really hone down on understanding everything around me isn't in my control, and what I can control, I will, you know? And not allowing things to, this is where fortitude comes in, not allowing things to really affect me emotionally the way they used to when I was my younger self. And to get a little personal, I went through in my late 20s a point in time where I allowed every little thing to be felt at the max that it could be. You know what I mean? And it caused me to go into a real deep depression, loss of self, leaning towards alcoholism. So like now that all those aspects of my life are gone, I don't drink anymore. I don't use any drugs. I have real opportunity and I'm in a position right now to keep this elevation going. So that's the plan.
Fortitude.
Y'all pick great words.
I love that. I love that.
That's another one that is going to show up in so many different ways.
I love that.
it can show up. Like that one, there might be aspects of your life where that fortitude shows up in ways you didn't even think of right now. Like you're setting an intention. But that's the great thing about these this anchor word approach. Again, no disrespect to people that set resolutions. And if you're able to follow through on them, that's great. Because ultimately, achieving goals is achieving goals. And that's a plus. But if you're listening and you've tried to do the New Year's resolution thing and you're like, but I know I want to chart like a purpose for the year, but it's hard to keep those things because life gets in the way, whatever. Sometimes it's as simple as just setting a word for yourself, an intention, an anchor for your year, for the way you think. And just you'll look back. I promise you both a year from now and for anybody listening, you'll look back at the end of 2026 and be like, let me see how fortitude showed up for me. Let me see where it came to be. Let me see where having this mindset of being him showed up for me. Right. And for me, like, I want to see where does that discipline that I set the purpose of, how does that show up? It's blown my mind the past 2 years since I've incorporated this, how I can look back and tie so many of the things that I've done to that anchor. And just think about it. They all build. So like when I had health as my word, my anchor word, when I went into that wellness space, I was building on the health stuff.
Yeah.
The health wins. And now with discipline, I'm going to be building on the health and wellness wins with the discipline wins.
I like this anchor word a lot too, because it allows you room to just think about it without too much pressure.
Exactly.
You know?
That's a great point.
Because if you're going through a moment where you feel as though you need to use it, because I feel as though like you two are very present minded, like you're aware of what's going on around you in the moment. And like, not to say that a lot of people don't, but I feel like there is a majority of people who are not as present minded.
Right. Right.
Being able to just pull that discipline. I'm him. Fortitude. Like in that moment, you're like, all right. And then you snap back into it.
That's a great point. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It can keep you present.
Yeah.
And it's just one word. It's so easy to remember. It's not anything that's super complex. So listeners, controllers, set an anchor word. Try it. I would say even if you've got some resolutions on your plate or on your list, it doesn't take anything to just sit there for a second like Dev and Benny did. Just think of what is that intention I want to have for the year and choose a word, commit to it, write it down on a note, maybe put it up somewhere that you can see it, that it's visible, and just see how that thing manifests in your life. I really believe in manifestation, and I've tried to been doing that, you know, as an adult, is to really like envision and visualize what I want to see for myself. So I appreciate y'all thinking through that.
Appreciate the topic, man.
Controllers, 2026 is going to be a great year for y'all. Dev,
yeah,
get a song, take us out.
I'm ready, yeah.
This has been The Cruise Control. My name is Dev. To my right, Benny. Behind the camera, Butthole Tat Boy.
Half white.
Half white.
And all the way across the state, Dave.
Yeah.
Canola Cruise. Smoking
weed in this. Why I gotta be across the state?
Because we all chill different.
Oh, true. Yo, follow us.
What is it, Dave? Where they gotta come on. Like and subscribe. Comment. Start of 2026. Cruise control. We up here with it. Anchor words. If you have an anchor word, if you listen in on YouTube, let's see those anchor words, man. One anchor word on YouTube with maybe a little explanation. Maybe you don't need it. That'll make the whole episode.
You know what? Make your anchor word Cruise Control Show.
That's three. That's three words. But you know what to do. Follow us, like, comment, and subscribe at The Cruise Control Show. Find us on all platforms. Whatever you're looking for, The Cruise Control Show is there. Even if you Google us, they'll say it's Dev and Benny Show with nobody else. Google AI has came up with that.
Right. Rest in peace to Granny. Sorry about the bazooka.
It was David that shot Granny with the bazooka.
Granny got my specialty. Run over by a bazooka.
Oh, man. We love you guys. This is the first episode of 2026. Boycott Food City. Get rid of disposable vapes.
Cancel disposable vapes.
We out of here, y'all. We love y'all.
Type of place to raise kids and open the eyes to the lies. History is too foul, but I'm as wise as the old owl. Plus the gold child, seeing things like I was controlling, click rolling, tricking six digits on kicks and still holding. Trips to Paris, I symbolize every.